Good afternoon. A warm and increasingly more humid environment in place across interior New York and New England, with a developing southwesterly wind flow this late afternoon. We're seeing growing cumulus clouds leading to a few pop-up showers and thunderstorms across parts of the area, but this activity will be widely scattered to isolated as the trigger in the atmosphere necessary to produce more thunderstorms remains well out to our west. So it'll be a muggy evening, and overnight temperatures will stay mild in the 60s to around 70 with high dew points leading to a muggy night. And overnight lows will be back into the middle and upper 60s. Temperatures tomorrow will rebound back up into the 80s with scattered clouds in the morning, followed by billowing cumulus clouds, with energy approaching from the west, pivoting through the Great Lakes and shearing off into southern Canada. We run the risk of a greater chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon through the evening hours. Some of these storms could be on the stronger side, perhaps even severe, with strong wind gusts, torrential downpours, and frequent lightning. Tomorrow evening and overnight, the activity will die down, but with the close proximity of that energy, we run the risk at a couple more thunderstorms on Thursday as highs reach the lower to mid-80s once again. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, there is a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across parts of the Great Lakes region and Ohio Valley, and also a slight risk of severe thunderstorms late this afternoon and evening across parts of the southern central plains. In both areas, warm daytime heating, increased humidity, and sheared wind flow will produce the possibility for a few tornadoes, but the most likely risk for severe weather is with damaging wind gusts and hail. For those traveling across the Northeast late this afternoon, continued hazy sun in New York City in the mid-80s, Boston partly sunny, temperatures sliding through the 80s, and in Buffalo, the chance for a few showers and thunderstorms with temperatures holding in the lower 70s. Checking the climate report. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy, warm, and muggy tonight with an isolated passing thunderstorm in the middle to upper 60s. A mix of sun and clouds, warm and humid tomorrow with scattered showers and thunderstorms and temperatures in the lower 80s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, muggy and warm tonight with temperatures in the upper 60s to around 70 with a passing thunderstorm possible. Hazy, hot, humid tomorrow, highs near 90 with scattered late-day showers and thunderstorms. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, warm and muggy tonight under mostly cloudy skies, middle to upper 60s. A mix of hazy sun and clouds with scattered showers and thunderstorms tomorrow, highs in the lower to mid-80s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy and muggy tonight with temperatures holding in the middle to upper 60s. Warm and muggy tomorrow with hazy sun, scattered showers and thunderstorms likely with highs in the middle 80s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Warm and muggy tonight with lows in the middle to upper 60s. Hazy sun tomorrow, scattered showers and thunderstorms, some on the strong side in the afternoon, with highs in the lower to mid-80s. Region-wide for Thursday, still the risk of a few scattered showers and thunderstorms, lower 80s, a mix of sun and clouds Friday in the lower 80s. More showers and thunderstorms possible on Saturday in the mid-80s. The risk of a shower or thunderstorm Sunday back into the upper 70s and mid-70s with partly sunny skies on Monday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.